Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep brand dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Glad to have Doran Dickerson back with us on Fridays this football season. He'll return to the Pitt preview tomorrow on The Fan. Looking forward to that. Chris Muller with us. Lifetime contract here at The Fan for Chris Muller. He's not going anywhere. We're going to be broadcasting from the Chris Muller studio someday. He's going to have such an effect on this radio station. That's going to be the way we remember him.
Are you just setting me up to say something here? I'm not even going to play
yes.
on that one.
I have to tell you something, Chris. I have to be now finally honest, fully honest. I didn't lie, but I had to keep part of the story under wraps when I initially let everybody know about it. The night that I threw up in Doran's backyard, okay, that historic evening or infamous evening, one of the reasons why it happened was because Doran caught me drinking Amanda's wine. And that was because we had just found out she was pregnant. And so because of that, Doran actually was the first one to find out that we were going to have a kid.
This is correct.
And that is why I got so drunk that night, because I was drinking for two for the first time.
Well,
this is very correct.
You can use that excuse over and over again.
I will have his back here. He did. I kept looking. I was like, why? Amanda, you've been drinking. Like, pretty quick here, and I looked at Andrew, and he's kind of just like kind of bopping back and forth. I'm like, why are you all giddy right now? Like,
bopping back and forth.
That's what you're doing. You're all giddy.
Do I have a bop?
I'm like, you're not this
excited. Do I have a bop? That was the first Pirates game, by the way. So there was a bop. That was first baseball game of the year.
Okay. I know that in my case, on my birthday a couple of years ago, so on my birthday in 2018, there was the new Fatheads opening in Canton. So Alex and I had just found out a week prior that she was pregnant and decided to take a little road trip for my birthday there. And the owner of Fatheads, overall, Glenn, was there because obviously it's a location opening. And so we ordered two flights of beer. And at one point, Alex stepped away to go to the restroom. And he noticed, like, he was standing there talking to me and kind of looked at me funny because all the beers from, like, 10 flight glasses were in front of me only.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I know you'll keep a secret, but there's a pretty obvious reason here why I'm drinking all of this beer and it's sitting in front of me. And so he, in that accidental way, was one of the first people to find out that we were going to have
not all it's cracked up to be when you have to drink for a pregnant person.
I enjoyed the flights of beer. I think if I were hammering glasses of wine as like a means of deceit.
Doran, how long did it take me to drink a whole bottle of wine? Probably about an hour?
Yeah, I would say under an hour. And don't forget, it was hot.
Because wine's like 12%. Wine's 12%, man. That stuff will mess you up.
Yeah.
We were sitting outside. It was hot. I mean, you don't want to drink red wine whenever it's 85 degrees outside.
Yeah.
So he starts sweating, and I'm like, what's this guy doing?
Yeah, and then I was projectile vomiting on your trees. Doran, we just heard Gradkowski pick the Steelers to win the Super Bowl. Do you think he's out of his mind, or do you think he's onto something?
I think he's onto something. I think that everybody has the confidence in Ben to come back and have a stellar year.
Do you?
I 100% do.
100%. No reservations
100%.
At all.
Nope. I think he's going to be better than he was before the injury.
Like that at any year, point in his career, better. This is going to be the best year of his life? Or
I think it'll be top three. I think it'll be top three best year of his life for
Why?
Sure. Because I've said this a bunch of times. I've said that Ben is a guy that wants to prove people wrong. And whether that's being passed over by the Browns, whether it's people yapping and he hears outside voices, he always wants to prove people wrong and show people he is an elite-level quarterback, and especially coming back this year whenever people were downing him with his arm, saying his career might be over, he's almost 40 years old. I mean, all those little things are added up in Ben's head. He's going to go out there and he's going to prove people that he is an elite-level quarterback and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Doran, I look at that, though, and I get that, and I think, like any great competitor, he has that sort of that gene, like any elite player who's already established something but feels like he can still have that chip on his shoulder. I think where that can become like a downside for them is, does he try to prove all of that by not hijacking the offense but deciding we're going to pass the ball and not be very balanced, because I don't think that works for them.
Well, I think that he's smart enough to know that he needs other pieces to the offense to be successful at this point in his career. It's not – yeah, he was out last year, but, I mean, if you watch Ben on the sidelines, he was very, very well in tune of what was going on, the game flow, the game pace, whoever was in at quarterback, Duck or Mason. You know, he was pretty much an extra coach on the sideline, so mentally he was – involved in a lot of the game planning and things that were happening last year. So I think he's at a level where he knows he needs the other pieces to be a successful team this year. So I think he's going to invite that. But at the end of the day, I mean, if Ben is on, Ben's on, and nobody's stopping.
Okay, so what's the record? Give us the Steelers record this year then.
I like the I'd say 11-5.
Okay.
I'd say 11-5. I think that you said that too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So welcome to that world, I guess. I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse.
I've been feeling that for about 2 weeks now. I've been feeling 11-5. I think there's going to be some games there that
is that good enough to win the division?
Yes.
Okay. AFC yes. North champs. Then
Doran, do you jump in on this the same sort of bandwagon that Pony's on? Because I think Pony would admit that he has said this multiple times, and I'm not misrepresenting him. He, like some others, thinks that Lamar Jackson crashes back to earth this year. I don't think the Ravens are going to be 14-2, but I have a hard time, you know, seeing how opposing teams suddenly figure him out when they had a very odd offseason and no preseason games to work on some of those basic details, tackling, fundamentals, that I think the Ravens are able to exploit because of Jackson.
See, I think the Ravens will have a bigger slip-up than the Steelers this year. And if the Steelers somehow split that Ravens series, you know, if they go 1-1, that's how I think they'll win the division, because I feel like the Ravens will they'll mess up at some point. They'll lose to.
Well, I don't see any way the Ravens come here and win on Thanksgiving, because the Sunday before they get no help from the NFL. They got to play Tennessee, and I don't think the Titans are going to be a very good team. But when you play Tennessee, you sign up for a physical game. You know that you're going to get Derrick Henry, mm-hmm. And so to have to play that game and then turn around on a short week and come to Pittsburgh and play the Steelers, I think that's too much to ask of a team. I on short rest. Late in the year, like it's not early in the year either. It's not in late September. It's in late November. Mm-hmm. That's a schedule maker's gift to the Steelers. So I think Pittsburgh will absolutely win the game here, and so that means Baltimore's playing for even Steven in the matchup. And I think the Steelers can get away with 1-1 against them. I think the teams will have had all offseason to watch tape on Jackson, and I don't think that means they'll completely figure him out, Doran. But he also, to me, the game script for them, when they get behind in games, who does he throw the ball to? I don't see any real great weapons there. I don't think the Steelers have great weapons at wide receiver or running back. But, you know, then again, they've got a great defense, Pittsburgh. And I don't think Baltimore has the great defense to complement them the way that the Steelers do.
I totally agree with that. And I think that, you know, a guy like Lamar, and you said who's he going to throw to? What, Mark Andrews? I think that would be his number one target.
Do you look at him as a great tight end? He played your position. Is he a system tight end, or is he a great player in his own right?
Oh, I think he's a very good tight end. I'm not going to say great. I mean, he isn't Gronk level, but he's a very good tight end. I mean, he gets open. He's athletic. He can block. And you know, he's that blanket for Lamar Jackson. But if that's all Lamar Jackson has, then he's going to be in trouble, because I can see Eric Ebron having the same year as Mark Andrews at a tight end position. But also they have Deontay Johnson in the slot, who is going to have a phenomenal year too. And that's another weapon that Ben has. So I give the Steelers in that aspect you know, the nod, and that's why I think that they'll boost themselves to be at the top of the division.
So 11-5, and then what? Where do you have them going from there, Dorn?
I have them go in the AFC Championship game. I say this every year too, and we all do. The biggest reason why the Steelers haven't really made it to the Super Bowl, or I mean, obviously they haven't made the playoffs, but in the past couple years is the New England Patriots and Tom Brady, and I don't think the New England Patriots are going to be a threat this year in the playoffs, so they can mark that off their calendar as having to face a Tom Brady in the playoffs. So I think they'll go far. I'm not sure if they'll win it, but they definitely go far. They might have to see a Patrick Mahomes or somebody, but I think they give it a good shot this year for sure.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Sharkey, Kia Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Dorn Dickerson in with us until 5. Coming up, speaking of Kansas City, what they did last night, how does that affect the way we look at the Steelers in the grand scheme of things? It's the PM team on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.